Today's Dakota Datebook is part of an ongoing weekly series produced in partnership with the Department of Public Instruction on Indigenous Peoples themes.
North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding Number 1 is about sacred relatives. It states, Native people practice a deep interconnectedness with the land, the resources, the water, all living things, and all human beings. Land stewardship, respect for all two-legged, four-legged, winged, crawlers, and swimmers, and a strong belief in the sacredness of all human beings are key elements of our spirituality. In today's episode of Dakota Datebook, we'll hear Kenneth Jerome Hill, enrolled member of the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyate, share a bit about how nature heals.
Well, back then, the Dakota people always relied on Mother Nature for healing of different things. Like there's some certain leaves that are good for some certain... My grandfather, my mom's dad, Edward Lawrence was his name, he was one of the very few that never knew any English. He knew a lot of herbs, a lot of roots. There's a lot of different things that he knew that I picked up from him that, you know, what some of them are good for. And it is essential sometimes that sometimes the white man's medicine won't heal, do things, but, you know, if you look at these other things, you know, they do. There's for the, because it was brought from a long time ago, you know, they know what all worked and what all didn't and what it was worked to work for. So yeah, there's and we are all related, I mean connected to the elements of the, you know, the wildlife, the trees and whatnot, you know. There's a lot of things in animals too that are good for healing parts of animals.
I'm Sharla Stever. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous Elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org. Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.